Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone who is listening to me and who has tuned in this morning to the online gathering church. And I am so excited this morning to be with you. God bless you. This is Pastor Jenny Torres with you on behalf of Moneta Hare, and we bless each one that is hearing and is on this phone call today. And I'm excited about who God is and what he's doing in our lives. We have been speaking about the Holy Spirit for several weeks now. We've come into about 2 months and a half of speaking about the Holy Spirit. And we talked about who he is, his character, what he does. We shared Old Testament scriptures and New Testament scriptures. And today we're going to continue to speaking in tongues. And the reason why we have reiterated so many times is because we want it to be clear that what we're giving you, you can find it in the Word of God. You can study it for yourself and prayfully ask the Lord, if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking tongues, this is available to each and every believer. God doesn't have special children that he treats special. He does impart his gifts differently to each one according to what they can do. And I'm well aware of that. I bless God for those who are teachers, and they could teach us many things. But today I want to speak to you about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the evidence of speaking tongues. And I just want to go over certain scriptures that were spoken about them. Moneta Hare spoke about many scriptures. She's told us to go to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, and Acts 2, 15 to 16. And we've seen in the book of Joel, chapter 2, from verse 28 to 29, and Isaiah 28, 11, 12. We've seen and we've lived through with these scriptures, what does it mean to me? What does those scriptures mean to me? We see that the evidence of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues has been shown forth in the Old Testament. If we visit Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 29, we see it, and we see it in Isaiah 28, verse 11 and 12. And so all of these scriptures we know that have been spoken, and it is interesting because Jesus said that he would send another comforter, the other comforter to come in. The Holy Spirit will come upon us. And a lot of us believe that, but we don't necessarily agree with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Today I come in the power of the Holy Spirit to speak to you that there is evidence in the scripture about being baptized. Now it's up to you and I to receive, because God has given us every good gift that comes from above. We've spoken, if you ask the Father for the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, he will not give you something that it's not, just like he compared it to a natural father. If your father will not give, if a father being a father and a child asks for a piece of bread, would he give him a stone? Would he give him something else? No, he would give them what the child asks for. And so our beloved Father, our Heavenly Father, who is in heaven, has sent forth the Holy Spirit to those that believe and are willing to receive. You see, everything we do is by faith. The scripture says that without faith, it's impossible to please God, for those that come to him must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder to those who diligently seek him. And I know that it's not that we lack in faith, because we all have to grow in faith. There's things that we have to believe God for, and we grow by experience and believing God and trusting God in every situation. Therefore, we can teach others because we've experienced it. We have all experienced different things, and the body edifies each other in love. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's so important today to speak about. And in the time that I have, I want to be able to share with you some scriptures that will give you an insight of what that means. Glory to God. In the book of Corinthians, chapter 1 of Corinthians 14:39, it says, "Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak in tongues." Why is it that in the church it's forbidden to speak in tongues? We have taken a situation and have turned it upside down. The scriptures does say in Corinthians that two or three should speak in tongues, and the others, if you're going to speak in tongues in the church out loud, then you should speak according to what the Holy Spirit gives you. But if you're speaking out loud and there's no one to interpret the tongues, then there should be silent and speaking tongues to yourself. You see, because when you speak in tongues, the book of Jude, verse 20 says that we are praying in our most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, and we should all practice that. But some people, and I've heard some teaching saying that you don't need the Holy Spirit. Well, I have a different understanding of the scriptures, and God has said that he would send forth his Holy Spirit, which was the promise that Jesus spoke when he was on the face of the earth. And when he was taken up, he commanded the disciples to go and wait to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and that's found in the book of Acts. And if you read the book of Acts in its totality, you would see how many times the disciples relied on the Holy Spirit. And so they received the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking tongues. And this is where we're coming from with this teaching. Why is there so much controversy concerning the gift of tongues? Why is there so much rejection and despising the gift of tongues when that is evidence of the Holy Spirit? And we see that in the books of Acts. Well, there's been many teachings who say that that's not for today. But I come to tell you, my sisters and brothers, and to encourage you, that is a gift for today, but it's received by faith. I know that in my time and my experience, God has allowed me to lay hands on people and they have received the gift of the Holy Spirit in speaking in tongues after teaching how to stand in faith. And all I did was teach the word of God. I didn't do anything that was out of the ordinary. I didn't do anything that was said out of the ordinary. I just did what the Holy Spirit placed in my heart to do. And so many people did receive the Holy Spirit. Now, the speaking in tongues is to edify yourself. And it says it very clearly in the book of or the letter to the Corinthians, which states the speaking in tongues is for to edify yourself, and I related to the scripture in Jude verse 20. But when is it that I'm supposed to move out in the Holy Spirit? Well, I want to tell you today, my sisters and brothers, I know that the gift of the Spirit and the praying in tongues is directly from God, and our spirit is giving him praise as we speak in tongues. Many times we don't understand what we're speaking, but let's go back to the book of Acts. When the disciples received the Holy Spirit, they began to speak with other tongues, and not necessarily they knew the tongue they were speaking, because those that were hearing them speak in tongues understood what they were saying. And they began to say, "What is this?" And others said that they were drunk. And you can find that in the book of Acts chapter 1 and 2. You can read that for yourself later on and see that this is a gift that God gave with evidence. God can take you to a place and you can begin to speak in tongues, and maybe in a tongue that you don't know, but maybe someone is hearing and can understand what you're saying. Another thing that the gift of tongues operates also, when it's done in the church publicly, it is also aligned with the interpretation. Interpretation, or that is not a translation where you translate verse by verse, but you speak forth the context of the things that are given by the Holy Spirit for you to understand. So see, we still believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We still believe that the gifts of tongues is very important, especially in private, in your prayer time, and then the gifts of interpretation and speaking in tongues for the church, but it should be done decently in order. Does not mean to forbid, but it means that if anyone is to speak in tongues, there should be Translation. If you don't translate, then ask for the gift, or rather interpretation, ask for the gift of interpretation. And that's what I wanted to share at this time with you. Now, don't forbid yourself from speaking in a tongue. God wants you to be home, speaking in your prayer language. There are things that God wants to free you from, and things in which you pray the heart of God. When you pray in the Spirit, you're praying mysteries to yourself you may not understand, but the Holy Spirit, who is giving you the utterance, is helping you pray. It's helping you intercede, not only for yourself, but for your family members. I have found myself many times wondering, how should I pray? And then I begin to pray, and I begin to pray my prayer language, and it begins to change in someone. And I see that God is helping me intercede for someone. These gifts are very important, especially the speaking in tongues. There's times that we cannot even think straight, and we begin to pray. We can pray in other languages as the Holy Spirit gives us the utterance. There's so many sounds on the face of the earth, sounds that make distinct noises. And maybe you think you're speaking things, you know, a foolishness. No. As a matter of fact, God has taken the foolishness of this world to confound the wise. This is a gift of faith, just like you receive any other gift of the gift of the Holy Spirit, and you can begin to speak in tongues. When the believer is baptized in the Holy Spirit, they're filled with the Holy Spirit, and we need that infilling. I have to be before the presence of God and ask Him to fill me with this Holy Spirit. I have to discipline my life to prayer and seek His face, because if I don't do it, I miss out on the best that God has for me. And so I wanted to share this today so that you can begin to trust God when God tells you to trust Him in all these things, and that you can begin to speak tongues and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Often when revelation comes, it comes through God's power through the Holy Spirit, and we can share it with people, and the anointing is so great by the Holy Spirit that it falls on the congregation, that it falls on the people in which we're speaking it to. You know, there's many times that I've been to places and I just feel the anointing of God, and I've heard people just begin to bless the Lord and praise God, and I see that the Holy Spirit is moving. Now, if I'm in a place of ministering and the Holy Spirit wants to interfere in my teaching, which He's a God of order, He does not do it all the time. Unless He wants to do something supernaturally in that moment, He will. So, see, we have to recognize and give God the liberty and the freedom to move the way He wants to in our congregation. And so we trust God that He is filling and infilling us every time we go to Him in prayer. And we must believe that He is giving us a good gift. In the book of Acts, chapter 10, from verse 44 to 46, it says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speaking with tongues and magnifying God. The Gentiles, we are considered Gentiles because we're not considered of the Jews, but we are believers, and God took the body that was a Jewish body and the Gentiles and caused it to be one, and that's found in Ephesians chapter 2, chapter 3, we can see that. Now, I wanted to share this scripture particularly with you because you have to believe God can bring someone just saved, brand new, and they can come in. And of course, we're not going to use for judgment. We're going to use judgment in the house of God. But what if God brings someone in and that person begins to speak in tongues? You will see the evidence of that and a witness in your spirit if you align yourself with God's word. Usually that person, I've seen children come into the congregation and someone filled with the Holy Spirit, and they've laid hands on the children, and they have begun to speak in tongues. These gifts are for all those who believe, but the maturity of the gift comes with submission of the word, submission to the leaders, and that you will feel free to speak in tongues. Many times I have been home just worshiping the Lord, just praying, just reading the word, and I have gone to the church and have heard the word that I had received in my spirit, God speaking to me, and I go to church, and it has been confirmed to whoever is speaking that day. And I say, thank you, Lord, because you aligned me with your word today. And so, see, the gift of tongues, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is with evidence of speaking in tongues. And I wanted to share that with you. As Peter went in and he saw Cornelius, because the Holy Spirit had told them while he was in prayer to go to this. They were going to be men that will come to Peter, and the Holy Spirit told him first, he gave him a vision, and that it came down all type of food that Jewish people did not eat. Yet the Holy Spirit told them, do not call common or unclean what I've cleansed. The Holy Spirit was already preparing him to go to the house of Cornelius. And so when he comes into the house with other fellow Jewish believers, when they went in, when Peter was talking about who was Christ and was giving Cornelius and his household, let me tell you, when I say his household, there were many people there waiting to receive the word of God. And it says that as Peter was teaching, the Holy Spirit fell upon those believers. And so now Peter understood that the Holy Spirit and those that were with him of the circumcision, which they call themselves, they understood that the Holy Spirit was given for all who would believe. And so, my brothers and sisters, sometimes we have to come against our own mindsets and believe God that he wants to pour out his Holy Spirit on all flesh, as the book of Jude has promised. He wants people to come to the knowledge of who he is. Now, many people say, but it's not important. What's more important, that people be saved? Yes, I agree that people should be saved. But there are baptisms that the word of God speaks about. It speaks about being baptized in the body of Christ. It speaks about being baptized in the waters in which you have repented from your sins, and is a sign of what the Holy Spirit has done with each believer internally. But there also is a baptism of fire, a baptism of speaking in tongues, a baptism that brings you courage, a baptism in which you begin to speak and commune with God. That's you and God. No one else knows your spiritual language, your prayer language. That's between you and God, and to whom God wants to reveal something to. And so I want you to take it at what I'm telling you, what the word is telling you, because the word is telling you that this gift is given. Now, Paul continues to speak in Corinthians, and he says, what is the result of me praying in tongues? What is the result of me listening to God? Paul was a man that he did not receive the first Christians. He was persecuting them. But once God got a hold of his heart and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, there was a boldness, a tenaciousness, and a humility that God brought into Paul's life by being filled with the Holy Spirit. And I don't have time to go into the history of it, but I want you to know that Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, he said, what is the result then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. God doesn't want you to lose your origin, your language, the language that you have learned, the language in which you speak. I happen to speak both English and Spanish, And I developed a habit of learning more Spanish because I grew up in New York City. And so I practice the Spanish. If I don't practice it, I have a tendency of losing pronunciation and losing what God has already given me to speak because I practice it. It was not my first language. Just like you have lost maybe a language that you took up in school that you did not use. So you need to practice it. Why is it important for me to pray in the Spirit? First of all, I want to be filled, as the scripture says. I need different infillings of the Holy Spirit. I need to be filled of the Holy Spirit. And so I practice my prayer language. There are things in which are in my heart that God knows. And then I pray in the Spirit, and God begins to reveal to me certain things that I can do for the glory of his name. And so, see, as we pray, it becomes evident that God is using us as we pray in our prayer language. Another thing is that when we pray, and when we do speak in tongues, and it happens to be in the church, then people who understand what that is would listen. But now I want you to pay attention to this. If someone is speaking in tongues and it's a message for the church, then someone else can interpret that message, and we can all be edified. But what if someone is speaking a language of someone from a different origin, and they come in and they hear the language, they're going to wonder and say, God is speaking to me. God is speaking through me to this person. And they may go up to you later and say, did you know what you were, you know, are you from this? And they will say, no, I'm not. It'll be a witness to their spirit that they were speaking a message to a person, particularly in that language. And so see, the tongues, therefore, are a sign not to those who believe, but to the unbeliever, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 22a. It is a sign. It is a sign to the unbeliever because he will be convicted. He will hear and he will understand that the Spirit of the living God has spoken to him through this language. So let us not forbid the speaking in tongues, though there has to be an order for it, but let us speak in our spiritual language, in our prayer language, and if God wants to use you, release yourself in tongues as God gives you the utterance, and please bring yourself to maturity of understanding the praying in tongues and the gift of tongues and interpretation, because that's very important to be in the church. Sometimes, as Christians, we do not edify ourselves, or we do not educate ourselves, rather, in how this gift should move. And sometimes we cause confusion, not meaning to, but we can, and God is not the author of confusion. And so I welcome you today to understand what God is saying in our original language. I thank God for today. I thank God for the ministry of his word. I thank God for the things that he continues to give us in his word. And I just wanted to share this portion with you. There's so much to teach on the Holy Spirit. There's so much to show in the Holy Spirit. But we will continue if God allows, and Apostle Manetta will continue, or we will just give you scripture and you can come on our prayer line. We pray 5 days a week, and I will give you that number. But if you have a question for today, if there's a question in your heart, if you want to share with us something, you can call this number. You can call at the number, and I'll give it to you right now at this number. Bless God. The number is 347. Glory to God. 347, and I just lost a page of the number. But call us. Just give me a couple of minutes. Bless the Lord. And I know that God is speaking to you. 347-945-6272. Call us. Within the next 5 to 10 minutes, we will be on still if you have a question, or join us in prayer Monday through Friday. And that number is 605-562-3140. And the access code is 313-954. And the pound side, we welcome you to come and join us at that time. God bless you. God keep you. Again, this is Pastor Jenny Torres. You are blessed and favored of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the manifestation of the word in the hearts of those that believe, Lord God. And we pray, Father, that faith would continue to come by hearing and hearing the word of God. We pray for each and every person that hears this recording or this message. They will also call in if questions, Lord God, that you would guide them through the scriptures, Father, and they would receive the best that you have for us. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. You are blessed, my sisters and brothers. You are highly favored. Also, you can find Moneta Hare, Apostle Moneta Hare, on Facebook. You can also find me, Jenny Torres, on Facebook. And we also have email addresses. So please call in. Call in anytime during the week if you can't call in today. And please contact us and know that God is able to do great and mighty things, because God is doing a new thing in your life today. Don't forget to go to your church service. Bless God today and know that God wants to bless you. God wants to keep you. God wants to increase you in every good word. God bless you. And until we meet again next Sunday in the online church gathering, you are blessed and favored of the Lord.